like to welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we are saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Now, if I happen to save a soul along the way, don't hold that against me. Let's just call that icing on the cake. Now, the mission here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so that we can put our people to work. And we do this with business development, job creation, and service. So if you ever find yourself at a business crossroads and not sure which way to turn, I want you to turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show, because every Friday at 10:30 a.m., we are bringing you the good marketing gospel, and I am Robert Gatewood, your host. Folks, let me tell you, we are at a crossroads as a community. All of this money just flowing through our fingertips. Man, really, I'm laying in the bed at night staring at the ceiling, thinking of all this money, and then think of all the problems that we are experiencing in the community. Do you know that just a tweak of the dial that channels that money back into the community through the hands of the people that is directing that money into the right places, we could solve so many problems. You won't see riots in Charlotte. You won't see people in uprising in Ferguson. You won't have this clown Donald Trump up there getting people believing that he can turn things around. We have that power in our own hands. Now this show, we've been on the air now for 6 years, and I've been beating this drum continuously that we have not taken advantage of the resources and the power that we have. Now, some things you can't control. You can't control the weather. You can't control whether the Palestinians and the Israelis are going to get along. You can't control who's going to win the football game on Sunday. But there are some things that we can control. We can control our destiny if we just put our resources to better use. And that is why every Friday at 10:30 a.m., I am bringing you this marketing gospel, trying to help build businesses, build economic empowerment in our community, redirect some of this money that's going out, redirecting it back in, creating jobs for our young people, so that they can get off the street, so they have something better to do. And as us adults, we can start building this legacy for the next generation. Seems like every community has a long-term plan except ours. But we're working on it. We've come a long way. We're getting better. And if I have my say, we're going to turn this thing around. So I know that sounds like I'm on the pulpit. Hey, we don't call it Marketing Pulpit for nothing, Jack. So anyway, let me catch my breath here. Hey, matter of fact, I have a co-host here today, a guest host. This bright and shiny young lady here, all the way from the, what do you call Charlotte, North Carolina?
Queen City, Robert.
Okay, I should know that, right? That's my neck of the woods. Well, you look like a queen indeed, so you are representing today. You were down there riding the other day, were you? Did I see you were down there going through the window with a flat screen?
That definitely was not me, Robert.
I know darn well. If anybody, it would not be you. This is Kelly Campbell. She's one of our guest hosts, and she's joining us today in the booth. And she's going to talk about later on how to, I don't think I can give it justice on what you're going to talk about. What are you going to be talking about later on?
I'm going to be talking about, Robert, an event that I'm having for would-be authors. There are a lot of people who have a book on their heart, and it's just never made it to paper.
Ooh, that is so many people.
It really, truly is. And years will go by before they get that book done. And I'm having an event tomorrow called Get Your Book Done in 90 Days.
All right. So she's going to talk about that at the 11 o'clock hour. So welcome into the booth, Miss Kelly Campbell. Now, one thing about Kelly, this lady has her hand in more pies than Miss Smith. She is an entrepreneur. When I look up entrepreneur in the encyclopedia, there's a picture of Kelly Campbell, because she is so much like me. We must be sisters and brothers from another mother, because every time I see her, she's doing something that's exciting and new, and that's really what you have to do. You have to create these multiple streams of income, and when you have the talent and you have the wherewithal to do it, then I say, why not? So welcome to the booth, Kelly. We also have William Maxwell. He's hanging over there. William, welcome to the booth.
Hey, I'm in the booth.
All right. So William's back there. We have a mic short today, so we're sharing microphones. All right. We got a lot going on. We got First Friday coming up on October 7th. That's next Friday. Go to marketingpulpit.com and get your name on the Marketing Pulpit roll. We're going to have some exciting things going on at the next First Friday. I'm going to give you a little teaser. Have you ever heard of Mango Mimosa? I'm not saying we're going to have that. I'm just asking you, have you ever heard of it? Have you ever heard of Patty Peach Cobbler? I'm just saying. We bring something different. Now, don't just come out for the food. Now, the food is going to be good. But what you really get is networking, ideas. We show you how to get income streams. And we're also going to talk about how to get your own radio show. I get people stopping me all the time. They say, Robert, I want to be like you when I grow up. Well, we're going to talk about that at the First Friday because we've had people, quite a few people, to sign up in the last couple of weeks to become part of the Marketing Pulpit team. As a matter of fact, next week, we're going to be introducing attorney Tisha Hillman. She's an attorney in the Prince George's County area, and she has signed on to become one of the Marketing Pulpit guest hosts here on Radio 1 as well as on Blog Talk. We also have in the queue Miss Falasha Day. I'm not even going to try her last name. But anyway, she's also coming on as one of our guest hosts and giving her own show on Blog Talk as well. And if you're interested in becoming a radio host, we have some very good packages. Go to marketingpulpit.com. We'd love to invite you to become part of our family. We've been doing this now for 6 years, and if you want to stick your toe in the water and learn how to do it, then you're talking to the person right here who can actually make it happen for you.
I think I might like to sign up for that, Robert.
You better. With all the things you're doing, I see no reason why you shouldn't. So we'll talk to you after the show because, Kelly, these packages are going very fast. They're going very fast. The package that Miss Hillman signed up for, she's going to have her own show, and she's going to be a monthly guest host right here on Radio 1. And that's a good package. So anyway, go to marketingpulpit.com. Check out the link up the top, how to become your own radio host, and we will walk you through the process. As I was saying, First Friday is coming up on October 7th. Go to marketingpulpit.com, marketingpulpit.com, and register. I'm throwing out a freebie today. Normally it's $9, but today, if you go and register today, the next 10 people are going to get in at no cost. So that means you may get yourself a piece of that Patty Cobbler. Patty had a pie. Not last year, we had the Patty Pie Party. Where Patty, you know Patty LaBelle had that pie. Have you ever had a pie before?
I've never had the pie, but I'm more interested in the peach cobbler.
See, now Patty's talking my language. I like sweet potato pie, too. But now she has a peach cobbler, and I'm sure that's going to be another hot item. She's, what's her name? Aretha Franklin was throwing her some shade, like she's going to come out with her own pie. Why folks do that? Why we can't just get along? Why Patty couldn't just go ahead and Aretha put together
themselves? Aretha saw how much she made on those pies and realized she should probably let the word out on her own stuff.
But, you know, and this is something William and I were talking about the other day. Can't we just do a better job of partnering? William, you remember when we were talking the other day and you see people, now you get a good idea. Now I like a good competitor, I like the competitive spirit as much as the next person.
Right.
But it seems to be that in our community, and I'm not picking on our community, folks, I say it out of love, we seem to have a problem working together.
Well, the main problem, Robert, is that first of all, you have a lot of pretenders out here. And
what you talking about, Willis?
since this is the last part of the third quarter, we're about to go into the fourth quarter. I love sports analogies. When you're going into the fourth quarter, you can't go into the fourth quarter faking if you're trying to win the game, right?
Right.
So basically what happens a lot in our community, you have a lot of pretenders. You have a lot of snake oil salesmen. They're going out, you know, pretending
preach
to have done this, and that. And I always say, Robert, at the end of the day, show me what you've done and who have you done it for. In most cases, if your list comes up kind of on the weak side, you need to go back and do some things. I'll never forget when I did my very first business expo, I had some of the best advice that I ever got from Tony Brown, who used to do the late night show called Tony Brown's Journal.
I remember him, yeah.
They used to come on like at 2:30 in the morning.
Right.
Tony Brown told me that before I did my very first Black Entrepreneur Business Expo, which was 20 years ago this year, he told me, you have to do something first in order to get people who look like you to participate.
You know what? This is what I tell people all the time. People think that successful people just pop up out of thin air. Just like you, just like myself.
Right.
Most people have heard about us only in the last 6 years, as if we just came down out of the sky or something. But we have been down in the trenches for the last 25,
yeah,
doing what we do.
That's right.
Just because you haven't heard of me, or because you haven't heard of William, or even Kelly for that matter, doesn't mean that we didn't exist and that we haven't been out here paying our dues and making it happen. So I'm glad when I put up my new website not too long ago, there were some people saying, you know, what is your cred?
Right.
What have you done? Well, I put it on my website now. Joe Madison, Willie Jolly, Dr. Stephanie, Diet to Go. These are companies I've been working with for the last 25 years.
Yeah.
And so I have put in the time.
Right.
So when people come to me, and if you saying to yourself, I want a person, a consultant, a company that has a track record.
Right.
Look, I pay you my dues.
And the funny thing, Robert, I was at a networking event yesterday, and we love networking events.
Right.
And I told the young lady, I said, she said, well, who are you? I said, well, I helped get the convention center downtown built.
Mm-hmm.
I helped get Obama elected. Mm-hmm. I helped put quite a few mayors in office in D.C. Okay, I've done a lot of things that you wouldn't know unless I told you. But the fact remains, I can do these things for anyone who's willing to have the work done.
You know what is important also, William, and I know you've done it, and I know I've done it also. When you get to know people who have done it, who've been down in the trenches,
right,
they're going to introduce you and hand you off to some folks that's going to change your life.
That's right.
I mean, William and I have done it for each other.
I know.
I mean, I've introduced William to people. People have, William introduced me to people. That is the advantage of dealing with the real deal.
That's
versus
right.
Then some of these folks just pop up overnight who claim to be experts.
Microwave experts.
So anyway, another reason we have this First Friday event is to connect you with people.
And that's the critical thing, Robert. I can't overemphasize that.
Yeah, people think we just get together to drink mango mimosas. Where did I get that from anyway? But anyway, that sounds like a pretty tasty drink. But anyway, we take a holistic approach to business development. It's not just getting a quick sale or that one customer. You have to think the long term.
Lifetime value.
If you want to hang around a long time like Kelly and William and myself, you got to meet the people, you got to make the connections, and you got to do it the right way. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about WordPress 3. We're going to talk a little more about having your own radio show. And at the 11 o'clock hour, we're going to have Kelly, the 90-day book there. Marketing Pulpit, be right back after the break.
1450 WOL.
Good morning. Alrighty, this is the Marketing Pulpit. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Man, I just found out today William Murray has had another birthday.
Really?
Man, that guy just... I'm not even going to tell you how old he is.
He's like an Energizer bunny, man. He keeps going and going like Timex or whatever.
Every time another year rolls around, this guy gets younger. So happy birthday to brother William Murray. He's been I'm one of his educators at his Millionaire Mastermind Institute. He's also a regular at our First Friday. Matter of fact, what I like about William, he comes to the First Friday, but he doesn't just show up.
Mm-hmm.
He gets there early. He's there setting up. He's cutting the grapes apart. He's putting chairs around.
He's bringing some of his wife's great cakes.
Bringing cake. So I have much love for this brother. William Murray, Happy birthday, happy birthday, and many, many more.
And you know he does that Tuesday night phone conference That's piece. Right. That's a real powerful piece, too.
Yeah, he's had you and me on there as our special guests. Mm-hmm. So anyway, he has a website called mminstitute.info, and you can also shout out a birthday to him through his website. We've been talking. You listen to the Mark and Pulpit Radio Show. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. If you care to chime in on any of our topics, if you have a question for our guest, also go to my website, gatewoodmarketing.com. Among the many other things that I do, I also do consulting for the Small Business Administration through a government contract. And one of the things that I do is website consulting, and particularly WordPress. This is my third time talking about WordPress on the show because it's such a hot topic, and there's so many people that have been asking about WordPress. WordPress is about 60% of the content management system websites, and I'm going to get to the topic, but if you're thinking about a career or a side income, I'm going to ask you to consider WordPress web design.
Hey, Robert, question. What's the advantage of WordPress over DNN?
WordPress is the scalability, mm-hmm. and it's the apps. The number of – it's like WordPress is the iPhone of websites.
Right.
Because when you have a platform that's very popular, you have people, the coders and the app writers, are constantly writing programs for it. And
but
so the
in
bigger
terms
you
of
are,
security, though, which one is safer?
Well, security. I mean, all have security issues. I don't care what platform you're on.
Okay.
I mean, there is no secure. If you're looking for a panacea or a 100% secure platform, it doesn't exist. It's pipe dream. But as far as scalability, as far as having apps, if you can think of an app, if you can think of a problem, I was consulting somebody yesterday, and in the middle of the conversation, they said, you know, we need the website was basically done. We need to be able to accept job applications online.
Right.
In about 5 minutes, I had installed a plug-in.
Plug-in that could have
them accept job, not only accept job applications, but also show their job listings.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not many platforms that has that instantaneous
flexibility.
Mm-hmm. Now, what I'm doing, and this is because I've had several people asking, I just never thought about it, but I'm actually going to be offering some one-on-one WordPress training. Now, you can go to school. You can go take one of these classes, sit there with a bunch of knuckleheads, and some people are going to be slower than you. Some are going to be faster than you, and you're really not going to get it. But I am offering one-on-one training for someone who wants to decide to make WordPress website development or just website development in general, because I also know Drupal, I also know Joomla, and I also know all the other platforms like 1&1 and Wix and all of them. But WordPress just happened to be my favorite. I mean, when I go vote in November, I'm going to vote WordPress for president. That's how much I like WordPress. So if you're interested in becoming a WordPress developer, if you're looking for a side job, if you're looking for something to do after you graduate from that government job, I'm not just going to train you and then turn you loose, because that's the other problem if you go to a traditional school. They're going to train you and pretty much send you out on your own. You're going to have my phone number. You could text me. If you're in the middle of that job, you get that first client. That's what scares that bejesus out of a lot of people. They get that first client, and they get stuck.
Right.
They didn't realize they had to know some short code or embed code or CSS or PHP or HTML, because nobody told them that when they were taking one of these quick fly-by-night WordPress classes, that you do have to know some type of coding. So I'm going to show you how to do the design. I'm also going to show you how to register domains. I'm going to show you how to work with a server such as hosting. I'm going to show you about e-commerce. I'm going to teach you about security, William. Security, how to install a program like SiteLock Security on your server,
right,
which pretty makes it airtight. You get a notice every time somebody try to bombard your website.
So
with brute force.
I won't get Madison.
No, you won't get that. So So those are some of the things that you're going to learn on this one-on-one training. And I'm only going to take about one or two people because I really don't have time for a long class. But I'm going to give you intense training, walk you through the process. And here's the kicker.
Mm-hmm.
Now get ready for this, folks. I'm going to guarantee you a website design job within at least the first 3 months after I finish with you. And if that doesn't happen, I'm going to give you your money back. I'm going to guarantee you a WordPress or website design job at least up to the amount that you paid me, or I will give you that money back. That's how sure I am that I'm going to take care of somebody and make them the next website developer. And here's a number that's going to shock you. The last three website jobs I did, I probably averaged about $150 an hour. Now, that sometimes it's higher than that, sometimes it's lower, but the average. Now, everybody's not getting that kind of money. I'm just good at it.
Robert, the thing, too, people can probably do the website, but everybody's not going to be a designer.
Well, William, let me tell you something. They can hire a designer to do the parts that they can't do.
Right.
If you're making the right kind of money, if you learn the basics, if you learn the technical side of website development, you can hire yourself a designer.
Right.
You can hire somebody to do your infographics. You can hire somebody to do your to crop. Because I have a client down in North Carolina, and she has a designer. She has a.
So they can hire me, and then they'll look like $1 million.
Absolutely, because I designed this one client's website. But she had her own designer. So right. She would send me the headers. She would send me the pictures she wanted to put on her website because she had this relationship with a good designer. So between my technical skills and her designer skills, she has an ace website. So that's not a problem. Whether you're the designer, now you need to be some kind of creative. You can't just be a
tech head.
You got to have some kind of creative. You got to be a little creative. So anyway, call me at 301-839-2836. 301-839-2836. I'm telling you, I can't deal with 10, 20 people. It's only going to be about two or three people I'm actually going to do this with because my plate is full. I'm working on these government contracts. I have my clients. I have my radio show. I have my marketing business. But I know for a fact there is somebody out there who is looking for an opportunity. They have the skills. They have what it takes to become the next great web designer, and they can start making themselves some real serious money. And don't say, you know, people are saying, well, you know, the web design business is on the way out because of all the free stuff. Let me tell you something, folks. There is free in everything. You can get a free logo. You can get a free car. You can get just about free everything. But what is it worth? You want to deal with somebody who is doing it the right way to bring value to that particular job and that particular project. And that is why I am going to show you the right way to do it. Forget this free stuff. And people will pay. The real companies are paying the money. They're not getting the free stuff.
Right.
You can't go into a government contract saying I got a free website. It's not going to work. So they need a real professional to put that website together. Anyway, call me at 301-839-2836 or go to my website, gatewoodmarketing.com, and send me an email and say you are interested in becoming a website developer the right way. I'm not looking for any fly-by-night, somebody looking to make a quick buck. I'm going to turn you into the path of a new career. Gatewood Marketing, my name is Robert Gatewood, 301-839-2836. And if you know somebody who's interested, now it's going to cost you a little money. I'm not going to break you, but you do need to go make a small investment to make this happen. Invest in your future. We have a caller on the line. Welcome to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show.
Hey, Robert. This is William Murray, Robert. I want to thank you, my brother, for it.
Hey, birthday boy.
Birthday, dude.
Birthday shout-out.
Man, what
you doing? You know, Robert, I've been listening to you. I love Mr. Shaw. I listen every week. And, man, the information you give out is unbelievable. But that offer you just gave?
You ready to sign
up. Robert, that is a once-in-a-lifetime offer you just gave. You just gave somebody a future.
I know that. I know this, see, because I know this field, I know marketing, and I know what the demand is out here. I'm busy as a one-on paper hanger. I know the demand, and if you take this offer and you take it and run with it, you can stop complaining, stop moaning and groaning, and saying, I can't find a job, because now you have a new skill. You can even keep your job that you have.
Well, But the thing is, you know, people ought to keep looking for jobs, Quit looking for a job and create one.
Create a job.
Buttons are made. See, jobs, and rich is like water and oil. You can't get rich on a J-O-B.
That's right.
You can't build your legacy with a job.
That's right.
This is right now, man. Entrepreneurs are being made. Millionaires are being made every day. Why you can't be one of them? Get off of your rusty dusty and do what needs to be done. Your universe is out there trying to give it to you.
Hey, Murray.
It's working as hard as you.
Hey, Murray, we on the break, man. Appreciate the endorsement. Right. And happy birthday, my brother.
Have a good one.
All right, man. Then we'll see y'all Friday. You know that. If they want to see your work, mminstitute.info, you did my website.
All right, brother.
Mminstitute.info.
Thank you, brother. Love you. All right. Mark and Pulpit, we'll be right back with Kelly Campbell. The 90-day book there? Come on. Mark and Pulpit, we'll be right back after the break.
1450 WOL.
I'd like to welcome you back to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. I just put out an opportunity for somebody to make a career change. Call me at 301-839-2836. And I'm taking this very seriously because I understand that some people out here, they just need a break. They just need something else that they can do. Sometimes that doing one website a month can actually make that car note. It might even make your mortgage. Think about it. It's not a lot of work to get your mortgage paid for. I mean, it's some work involved, but there's a lot of hard things you can be doing, a lot of things harder and less enjoyable than entering the world of website development. And I am personally going to take about two or three people under my wing and make them a success. So you better make that call first, because once I get my two or three, I'm going to cut it off. I'm going to take it, cut it off. And believe me, folks, I'm not doing this. I mean, I'm going to get paid to do it, but I'm not doing it for the money. I have enough work, but I'm ready to share this with somebody else so that somebody else can take advantage of these opportunities out here. 301-839-2836, 301-839-2836. That's my number. Give me a call or go to my website, marketingpulpit.com. I've known this next young lady. I've already introduced her, but she's been I've known her now for a few years, and I've admired her from a distance and up close. She's been in the booth before, and she's an entrepreneur, if I've ever seen one. Now, today she's here to talk about an event coming up on October 1st, and I like the title of it, the 90-Day Get Your Book Done There. That's a tongue twister almost, too. 90-Day Get the Group Welcome, welcome again, Kelly.
Thank you, Robert. Thanks for having me on the show.
Can you get a book done in 90 days?
You absolutely can get a book done in 90 days. Hey, you can actually do it in 30. I just didn't want to scare people.
Let me tell you something. It took me about 90 years to get my book. I mean, I started that book probably when I was like 12. And it still just got it done. I got my first book done in 2008. I did another one about 2 years ago. And it seemed to have taken forever. What's the holdup? What's taking folks so long like me? How can we speed this process up?
Well, you know, Robert, everything goes faster with systems and strategies when you have a plan. Okay. And that's the biggest part of it.
By the way, folks, you listen to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I have in the booth Kelly Campbell. Call the number 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. If you have that book in you, if you're one of those procrastinators like yours, truly took him 90 years to get his book out. And you all didn't even know I was 90, did you? Call us 1-800-450-7876. Now, she's telling me that she could actually get a book done in 30 days if you had a good system. But you saying 90 days, you're giving them a little extra wiggle
room. I'm giving
them
some leeway. I don't want to scare them. I didn't want to freak them out. But you absolutely can. Both my first and my second book, we completed the content in 30 days.
So you said something about system. Tell us what's the secret. I know you got an event coming up. You don't want to give out all the secrets, but what's the you can give us, I guess you can tease us on what's the secret to getting this thing done. You said it has something to do with systems. Like most things in life, I guess.
Anything in business, it has to do with systems. And a book is a business as well. And so what holds up most people with writing their book is they get stuck in their own head. They get stuck in their mind. They've got all these ideas, and they don't know how to get it from their head onto paper. Mm-hmm. And so what we do is, first of all, help them come up with a plan for their book, exactly what the outcome is that they want to create for their reader, and help them identify who their reader is. Now, the real key with the 90-day dare and getting that content out of your mind is to have someone help you develop what I call a book content interview. And that's part of what we do. This is kind of towards the end of the process, but one of the things that we do is we help them develop a book content interview once we've identified what it is that you want to write, who you want to speak to, and what topics that you want to cover. And so me and my team create interviews that are 200-300 questions long, and we pull the book out of you. And it's a little mind trick to it.
Hey, that's a lot of questions.
It's a lot of questions, but they have purpose.
Am I going to be mad at you by the time this process is over?
I actually think you'd be very helpful with me if I help you get your book done in 30 days instead of 9 years.
Hey, it's sort of like when somebody comes to me about a business plan or a marketing plan, and by the time we're done, they're ready to shoot me because I haven't really taken it. I have.
Well, maybe they just don't tell me that's how they feel.
They're being kind.
But there's definitely a trick to it, and I actually learned this from Tony Robbins. Mm-hmm. You have to be careful of the questions that you ask yourself. Have you ever heard that?
Okay.
Because you ask yourself a question that has a negative connotation, like, why am I so terrible at this? Your mind has to answer. Okay. It has no choice. But if you ask yourself a question that's positive, like, why am I so amazing? Your mind will come back with an answer. Well, with the book content, if I ask you a question regarding a topic, you're instinctively going to answer me with all these things that you know in your mind with your experience, right?
Yeah. Nobody just ever pulled it out of you with those
questions.
Exactly. Yeah. Because I know when I've written my books, I'm sure I've taken a long circuitous route. I'm jotting stuff down. I'm riding down the street. I'm talking into my phone. I'm writing on the back of napkins. And that's probably the hard way to do it because it's not a system to it.
Yep. You got it. It's not a system, and you're kind of relying on your memory and your own ability to generate content, not realizing there's all this knowledge you have. You got 20 years of marketing experience in the back of your mind, Robert. And if I actually start to ask you questions, it's going to jog your memory of things you hadn't thought about in years.
Some of it I probably want to forget, but it probably make good reading for a book.
Exactly. And it'll come out naturally, the same way you would have a conversation with me.
Right, okay.
A lot of people, when they write their books, they struggle with word structure and how do I phrase this, how do I phrase that. But if you ask them a question, it's going to come out very naturally, just like a conversation, the same way they would if they were standing in the front of a room teaching a class.
I think one of the myths people feel like they have, the book has got to be like thick and wide like War and Peace. So they feel like they've got to have this great big old encyclopedia of knowledge. And that's not true, is it?
It really isn't. And for my nonfiction writers who are writing for credibility, to make themselves stand out in their field, I teach them that you don't necessarily have to give everything away that you know. You want to give good content to your customer, but you want them at the end of the day when they finish the book to say, you know what, I need to call Robert. He's the man who can help me.
Hello. Hey, I like that part. Call me for whatever you know. Now, if you want a book to come out of you, you need to call Kelly. But if you need a website or some marketing or business, let me throw myself a plug in the middle of your interview. But you brought me up. Let me ask you this. So you have this knowledge in your head. You're like me in a lot of ways. I keep calling you. You sure you're not my sister? You
know, it's highly possible. We can talk to my mom afterwards. She's in the engineer's booth. Hey, she's touring with me this week.
You look like one of my aunts. I think your mom is related to me. North Carolina?
We should research that.
Was she born in North Carolina?
No, she was actually born in Massachusetts.
Okay. Mom, we talking about you over here. Mom looks young, too. You sure that's not your sister? You brought your sister to your mom, right?
Mom is fabulous. You know, I'm looking forward to aging. She makes it look good.
Let the audience know your mom's name so she can get a little love, too.
My mom is Wilhelmina Campbell. She's an author. She was the co-author on my first book. And
what?
The book was Mighty Who Me.
Congratulations, Miss Campbell, the Campbells. It's a family affair, huh? But it also brings up another point, too. How important is support systems like family and friends and non-traditional systems as far as getting that book out of you?
Well, they can be really important, one, for helping you to recall things that you may not remember. Right, Your spouse can absolutely probably remind you of some things that you may have forgotten. But they can also be contributors. Depending on what your book is about, you know, interviews from people in your life, people you've worked with, past clients could be highly valuable in your book. And it's also a way to fill up some of that content. Ooh. You don't have to write it all yourself.
So the event is coming up on October 1st. That sounds like so distant. But you know tomorrow's October?
Tomorrow is October the 1st.
Let me get my pumpkin out and my vampire outfit.
It's
about that time. It's actually got a little chilly today, too. So tell us about this event coming up on October 1st, which is tomorrow.
I'm so excited about the event because we are going to talk about getting your book done. That's the primary purpose of the event, is to tell you all the ways in which you can do that and do it very quickly. But we're also going to talk about how you can use that book for growing your business. How can you monetize the book? That's going to be a big part of the conversation. What else can you do with it? You know, a book can be a very expensive business card, or it can be a very useful marketing tool.
I may have to come sit in on you, because that's exactly what I tell people when you're talking about something like a book or a radio show. Don't just look at it as something that's you're going to retire on the direct sales or income, because it's probably just not going to happen. You're going to sell you can sell a lot of books at book signings, at bookstores, if you're fortunate enough to get on the shelf of Barnes & Noble or one of these brick and mortar shops. That's a hard possibility, but you have to look at the corollary benefits of being an author. Give you credibility, give you clout, and like you said, the last two clients that have come in my office and signed up for my marketing or web retainer or got a business plan, guess what I did? I signed the book right there in front of them, gave them a copy, and it just blew them away. They were like, now they're my BFF. They went and told all their friends and family. This guy was so great. I can't believe what a great person he was. He actually gave me a signed copy of his book. You can't do that, though, if you don't have a book.
You got it. I got one here for you right now, actually.
See what I mean? Oh my God.
Brought you a little present.
Christmas in October. What is it? Not October yet. Thank you, Kelly.
The first book.
And let me tell you something, folks. This makes such an impact. See, now I already had admiration for this young lady. Now she's actually given me a signed copy of her book. Now she has knocked herself up a whole notch as far as credibility, as all those good adjectives that go along with trying to describe somebody. I'm telling you, this is impactful. This is really impactful, handing somebody a signed copy of your book.
It really is. And when you look at my industry, so for those of you that hadn't been introduced to me before, when I was last here on Robert's show, I was promoting one of my events. We teach rehabbing houses in the D.C. metro area. I've been a rehabber for more than 10 years. I consider myself a teacher and a trainer above all else. But in my industry, how do you stand yourself above the heads of all the other teachers and trainers in the real estate investment arena? And there are a lot of people in the real estate investment arena, to your point earlier, William, that are not who they say they were. Yeah. And people have been burned. They're skeptical. And it's very difficult to build credibility in the industry and give people a feeling of comfort that you really can help them. And so what's one of the reasons that I wrote the book was to stand heads above the rest with the other people in my industry.
Well, I tell you, when I wrote my book, I have two books now. I have Played in Full, The Marketing Exploitation of Black America, and I have a book called Smarter Than the Boss.
I like that.
And I take, it depends on the audience, I will sign a book, and I'll just print up. I keep about 50 books at all times. If I go to an event, I'll sell 15, 20 books. I'm selling them on Amazon.com. I'm selling them on my personal website. But I know for a fact I don't plan to retire as a wealthy author. I may retire wealthy, but not because of my authorship. But what I do use the book for, I have goals and objectives for how I'm going to use that book. Like when Mr. Murray, who called in earlier, he has his workshops over at in Laurel. And when I show up, he has a table laid out for me. I put about 20 books, and I've sold out of books every time I went. Now, not only am I made money on those books, but now those people have a piece of me, that they can come back to and refer to. Where did I meet this guy? Who is this guy? He was at this event. So that book is a gift that just keeps on giving.
It absolutely is. And where it really gives is on the internet. Amazon.com is one of the biggest search engines that there is on the internet. And think about how often you Google someone before you purchase their services.
That's right. And that's right. So you come up in that Google, on that Google search on Amazon among all these other places. So it's just one more place where you've made a footprint. I mean, we can go on and on about the benefits. Now, again, tell people how they can become part of this event tomorrow. Is there a fee? Is there, what time is it? Where is it going to be?
It's a free event. It's tomorrow, October the 1st, from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Express in Largo, Maryland. You can register at 90daybookdare.com. 90daybookdare.com.
All right, folks, also go to marketingpulpit.com. You'll see Kelly's bright and shiny face right there on the homepage. And you'll also see the web address for the 90daybookdare.com. In case you didn't write it down, you can always go to Marketing Pulpit when we have guests and get that information. So go to marketingpulpit.com for the 90daybookdare.com. It's going to be moderated and taught by Miss Kelly Campbell, who I know she's a great instructor, great teacher. Stick around, Kelly. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about pricing and costing strategies for your business. And we're also going to talk about WordPress again. Marketing Pulpit, we'll be right back after the break.
1450 WOL.
I'd like to welcome you back to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood. I have in the studio Mr. William Maxwell. I have Kelly Campbell of the 90 Day Book Dare. Kelly, tell us where that, give us that address again for where this event is going to be tomorrow.
Absolutely. The event is tomorrow, Saturday, October the 1st, from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Express, Largo, Maryland. The address is 9101 Basil Court in Largo, Maryland.
All right, folks. 9101 Basil Court in Largo, Maryland. Miss Kelly Campbell is going to be doing a 90-day Get Your Book Done Dare. All of you all walking around here, if you haven't, you need to think about getting that book out of you. It has really, the book, it really revolutionized my whole way of doing business. It actually was also what kind of spurred me to get into the radio business, because it's about storytelling. People like me, people like Kelly, people like William, we just full of stories. You can't get it all out in an ad or a one-page article. It is constantly, and it is constant, it's dynamic, and it's still evolving.
Right.
But the first job is to stop procrastinating and get that book out of you. And that's why this Saturday, October 1st, tomorrow, Kelly is going to be at the Basil, what is it, 9101? 9101 Basil Court in Largo, Maryland. Also, you can go to the website and get the information, get the web address, and you can see Kelly. And that's going to be a big event coming up tomorrow. And we're really just glad to have Kelly to have us as our guest today. We're going to get into our next topic. I've been talking WordPress now for the last three shows. I'm going to talk about it quickly one more time. Then I'm going to jump into pricing. The only thing I'm going to say about WordPress today is e-commerce. If you have a service like a book, and it's okay to have your book on Amazon.com, but
you don't get as much money.
Yeah, and this is what I heard from somebody, Joe Madison, the Black Eagle. He was at Radio One. He was down at W980 down in Virginia. He's now over at Sirius XM. There's nothing like having your own website.
That's right.
You can be on Amazon all day long, but you still need your own website because it is permanent. It's fixed. You might leave Amazon one day. You might leave Barnes & Noble, but you might leave CreateSpace. But if you have your own website, you won't lose your market because you're moving around. So so when we're talking about WordPress today, we're talking about e-commerce. Now, if you have a website, any website that's built on WordPress can become an e-commerce website in 5 minutes, and I'm not exaggerating. Now, of course, you got to know what you're doing, like me. That's why I'm offering this class to the first two or three lucky people that call in and ask me to work with them. I can turn any WordPress website into an e-commerce website in 5 minutes or less. Now, what does that mean? Well, you got to install a plugin. You got to install the right tool, either WP Commerce or Woo or one of those dynamic WordPress plugins then you have to customize it with your PayPal information or however, whatever payment.
You need some sort of merchant account.
Some kind of merchant account. Well, you don't necessarily have to have a merchant account. PayPal is an open source, not open source, but it's an open type arrangement. You don't need a merchant account. All you need is a PayPal account. A merchant account is a little more involved, where you actually have a monthly fee, like $90 or like $30. Like, for instance, PayPal have their free services where they only take like 3 or 4% of the sale. They also have their merchant account services where you can actually embed your payment system inside your website using an API, an application programming interface, where your website, where the client never leaves your website. Like if you go to gatewoodmarketing.com to make a payment, you don't have to click the PayPal button and go to PayPal. You go to my website, you make that payment, you never leave the site because I have what is called a merchant account. And my merchant account is tied to PayPal through an API. Now, you have to know how to integrate these. The simple way, if you get a plug-in off PayPal like Nice PayPal or some of those really, I mean, they're all free accounts. We just plug in the email address. You get a nice button. It might put the credit card icons underneath it. It takes about 5 minutes to set one of those up. Drop in the email address. You click the button. The customer jumps over to PayPal, and they complete the transaction. The other way, the more advanced way, is to have a merchant account where you have to actually plug in the API. The API is about 3 lines of code that comes off of PayPal that they give you when you set up the website pro. You have to have the PayPal pro account to have an API. Now, this is going to cost you $30 a month, but you have to ask yourself, what is important to you? What is important to you? For most people, the free PayPal service is sufficient. But I have folks going to my website dropping in thousands of dollars, in some cases up to $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. They don't really, they get the eebie-jeebies when they see
when you're getting
PayPal.
Bounced to PayPal.
Right.
Right. Now, when it's a perception
that's
thing.
Right. So when you go to my website, I have what is called SSL, Secure Socket Layer Protection. And when you go to a website, look up in that URL and you will see a little lock. That little lock, when that little lock locks or turns green, that means you are on a secure site. I have to pay for that. That is not free either. Goes back to what is it that you're trying to do?
Well, it's the cost of doing business.
It's the cost of doing business. So when I have this attorney who just retained me, or this IT person that just retained me, or some real estate company just retained me, and I said, look, we've done the consultation. Now go to my website and you can go ahead and drop in that retainer. I want them to feel secure. They are on my secure website. And you talked about security earlier, William. You look down at the bottom of my website, you see all kind of secure badges. You see the SSL certificate, and you see a badge called SiteLock.
For secure encryption.
That means the website, if somebody tries to get in my website, I get a notice. I don't have to wait until they've gotten in there and taken over and sending emails out the back end. I get an email the minute they try. So my website is secure. So if you have a website, a WordPress website, there are some great options as far as securing that website and making it into an e-commerce website.
So basically, Robert, for an e-commerce website, what would the average site cost for a small company?
A small company, let's say an author, an attorney who's a sole proprietorship attorney who's trying to get
like 5 pages.
5-page website. That website is going to cost anywhere between $750 and $1,000. Add e-commerce and a lot of other bells and whistles, it can get up to $1,500. And if you really, really want a very well blown out website with just everything, you could be talking about $2,500 to $3,000. Our average site probably costs about $1,500.
Which is actually cheap. Based on what the national average for WordPress websites are.
That's exactly right. The reason I keep my prices low, because many of my clients, I also bring them into the marketing fold. So we roll their website.
So they're doing multiple things.
They're doing multiple things, because if you don't have some type of marketing strategy, some type of look and feel, I don't want you to spend all your money on the website.
Right.
I want you to save some of that money to grow your business.
Some people come in, they do a website, and they don't even have a logo for their company.
Right. They're done. They're spent. So the reason my prices are affordable, because Let's say you walk into my door, you say, I only have $3,000. Now, I could charge you $3,000 for that website, but I'm not going to sleep well that night because I just took you $3,000 and now you don't have any customers to send to that website. Right. So what I'm going to do is put together a package so that you can get a very affordable, top-notch, state-of-the-line website, good as anything out there, but you're going to have some money now to go out and drive traffic to that website to get you some SEO traffic, to get your social media integrated, all through that part of a package. So anyway, folks, that's we'll get to pricing and costing next week, but I'm beating this WordPress ban. Don't forget to support our sponsors, BLE Executive Suites. If you're looking for an office, call BLE at 301-322-1700 or go to BLESuites.com. I'd like to thank Kelly Campbell for joining us today. Kelly, thank you. We hope to see you tomorrow. And folks, this is going to wrap up the show for today. If you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing
at the right time, and you got to do it right, people.
All right, folks, enough talk. Let's get to work.
1450.